Ooh, that one stung.
There, boy.
And we're back.
We're back in the building.
After a 2-week break?
It's been 3 weeks.
Has it been three?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's been 3 weeks, bro.
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to get this shit adjusted.
We got a sofa.
We got a casting couch.
I feel comfort right now.
This is a little bit more comfortable than the chairs, just a little bit.
And we're going no headphones.
Yeah, no headphones.
It's a whole different world.
Whole different vibe.
Is going to be way better or worse.
Exactly. They're going to be like, go back to the chairs.
I feel comfortable for the first time, bro. This is beautiful.
It reminds me of the times whenever we did the podcast. Remember we had, I had that horrible chairs with no back.
Oh God.
And you were like, my back. This is episode 59 of the Not All Here
podcast. We're not in the 60s yet?
This might be the 60s. I can't remember.
We're slacking.
Oh, this heck. No, this is 59. We're on 59.
Dang, bro.
It's just because, you know, we do the podcast bi-weekly and shit. So
slow it down a little bit.
But to everybody that's still listening, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all, man.
I love you.
We're back. Yeah, there's like a few things that I wanted to bring up because since we've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
Since we've been gone, a lot of shit has gone down.
Really?
Yeah, man. A lot of stuff. I have like a bunch of news topics that I want to hit. Yeah, so I guess we can go ahead and top this off. The one of the things that actually was dope to me. So, of course, this year is the World Cup, right?
Oh, Atlanta. That's what you're about to talk about? Okay.
Yeah, but I know. So this year's World Cup is actually in Qatar. And so,
you're talking about, yeah.
So the World Cup is this year. Mm-hmm. It's in Qatar. It's actually about to start up in the fall or winter time. So it's coming up in a few months. But they actually just announced the 2026 World Cup location, and mm-hmm. it's going to be in all over North America. So it's going to be, I got a list of cities and countries that it's going to all basically be in the U.S.
Sorry, I spoiled it.
No, you good. It's going to be in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. So the cities here, the first one I got, of course, they're going to have it in Atlanta. Some matches in Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle. Then you got two in Canada. One in Toronto is going to hold some games. Vancouver, Canada. Then in Mexico, you got Guadalajara, Mexico City, and Monterrey. So it's going to be... It's kind of crazy when you really think about it. I almost feel like, because, I mean, we're still 4 years from that World Cup, but it's crazy. My plan is I do want to go to a game or two.
That'd be dope.
And so I don't know when the tickets go on sale, but also my second train of thought is, man, it's going to be like wild traffic. It's going to be like people from all over the world coming, you know, to the U.S.
Would they hold it at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yep, that's what they said, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So,
where do your allegiances lie?
As far as...
Are you United States?
Yeah, but they're like number three to me. They're not...
Really?
They're not...
So what's the order?
So, for me, it always switches between, of course, I either go for Spain at the top or mm-hmm. Mexico at the top, and those are interchangeable.
Okay.
Then it's U.S., and then after that, then it's like, I like a bunch of other countries just because how great they are. Mm. Like, I like France. I don't like Italy as much. Man, they be getting on my damn nerves. But they're great. Germany, of course. England. I really like England. England is up there interchangeable with the U.S. And I want to say, am I forgetting anybody? I think that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so because you don't watch soccer, really.
No, not really. My dad really enjoys it, so mm-hmm. I'll watch it with him, and it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah,
it's a very different sport than what I'm used to because there's so little scoring, mm-hmm. but it's like when they get around the goal, it's so exciting because you're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? This is the whole game right here. Oh
yeah, yeah. You know? There's like the chance for something to happen.
Yeah,
it's just like a build up in a way, and so. It's even crazier. Have you ever been to like an Atlanta United game?
Never. I'd like to go.
Oh man. Because it's kind of reminds me of, I enjoy watching soccer because I grew up, my pops watched a lot of soccer growing up naturally. Mm. Same thing with my mom. And so I'm used to like the pace of the game on TV, but when you go in person, it's kind of like the same thing as some people compare it to baseball. Sometimes baseball on TV, if you're not into it, it's kind of boring. Mm. You're just sitting there it seems like 3 hours takes forever to go by or however long it is.
Yeah.
But when you're in person, it's a lot more fun.
Right.
because you can go get some food, get some drinks, whatever. And then when people celebrate, they celebrate. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, when you, I say if you get a chance, go, because I know I'm trying to go to like a Atlanta United game whenever they start back up. And yeah, it's just a lot more fun in person.
I feel it.
It's just one of those things. I feel it. But it's interesting because like some of these things, like some of the, I wanted to also ask you, some of these cities that they listed, I guess it makes sense, but I was thinking, so you got to imagine this, just all the travel back and forth since they're playing over the entire North American continent. I'm like, yo, this is like, you know, when it comes to like basketball players or like football players, when they have to go from state to state, I can only imagine them having to go from Canada down to Mexico or just traveling from each side of the coast, just like how crazy that's going to be. And then how crazy some of these, what I consider smaller cities, how much of a, it's probably going to boost up the economy because of tourists coming in. But like Kansas City, I don't really ever hear anything too much going down in Kansas City.
I don't know. I think you might be surprised at how big that area is.
I wonder, because yeah, I wonder, well, because I can see Atlanta definitely feels like a hub. Los Angeles, of course. Miami seems like a hub. New York, of course. San Francisco, yeah, but
don't sleep on the middle of the country, bro.
They do have a lot of space. They have a lot of wilderness out there.
They could be bigger than Atlanta.
True, true. That'd be interesting. But yeah, so a lot of this shit's going to happen.
Maybe not.
But I do want to catch a game here because they're going to have several. They're all spread out. And so I want to catch like a, hopefully I can either catch like a Mexico, Spain, or it'd be dope to catch a European team play. And because the tournament goes on, I already know the tickets are going to be just more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool with catching like an early game, like earlier in the whole tournament thing, because I think that'll be a little bit cheaper. But with all that being said, if I'm still here in Atlanta and like me and my partner, we haven't moved to a different place or moved out the country or something, it's like, man, that traffic gonna be crazy.
Just stay in the house.
Just stay in the house. I'll ride the MARTA to Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because we do have like a little station up here. So I don't know. We'll see. It's just, I already know it's gonna be hectic when I gotta go to work or something.
It's gonna be regular.
You think so?
I mean, Atlanta's already traffic every day, all day. It's just gonna be, you know.
I think there's going to probably be standstill traffic sometimes.
You were here for the Super Bowl.
I was. I don't think I went out.
Yeah.
So it'll be like that.
Yeah.
I get that.
It'll be fine.
But yeah, so that's cool. So it'd be dope to go catch that. So a bunch of other stuff. I screenshotted some things. This is like a little bit of everything. First thing, moving on from sports. Well, we can kind of stay on this. So supposedly, I used to watch a lot of this, but not anymore, just because I kind of got out of it. But, you know, the WWE, I don't know if you heard.
I heard.
Vince McMahon is stepping down for a little bit because of some misconduct, is what they're calling it, allegations.
He was probably touching some.
Touching some young.
Grabbing something he wasn't supposed to grab.
So Vince McMahon is stepping down because of misconduct. Let me see what I have. Yeah, he's stepping down from the CEO position because of misconduct allegations. And his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, is actually taking over temporarily as CEO until they figure out what's going on.
I've been seeing a lot of videos on Instagram lately of like, they'll post something that the WWE did. And they're like, yo, this could never go down in 2022. Like, never. And Silas just showed me something yesterday. There was this old lady. Was it like Miss May or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So supposedly on the show, she got pregnant by Mark Henry. Have you seen this? And there's footage of her giving birth to a baby, but it's a hand.
Yes.
What the hell was that? That's the weirdest shit ever.
WWE in the back, bro. It was like the wild, wild west from what I remember. When I look back at the time, I didn't realize how like out of pocket and like crazy a lot of shit that they were doing was.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen it, but I don't know if everybody has, but you even saw, like, back in the day when Vince McMahon said the N-word in WWE. Have you seen that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. There's, like, a scene where this is when, like, John Cena had, like, first got out and he was, like, real popular. And, you know, he was doing the whole, you know, can't see me. And he was, like, a rapper, wrestler, whatever. And Vince McMahon walks up to, like, John Cena. I want to say it's John Cena, but it's also Booker T and another, like, black female wrestler. And he's talking to him. Or he's talking to John Cena, and then he goes like, "What's up, my da da da," and then it cuts to Booker T being like, "Yo, what the fuck, da da da." Like, you can't do shit like that to this day.
Did you see the clip of The Rock doing the Chinese joking voice?
No, I missed it.
I'm not going to imitate it. I shouldn't imitate it, but
yeah,
it's pretty wild,
bro. Back in the day, they did so many, so much foul shit. But yeah, I remember that Mark Henry because
they had the whole world kids doing Suck It. Was that WWE?
Yeah, that was DX, bro. Like Triple H and Shawn Michaels, they were doing Suck It, and all kids would get in trouble
around the country. Were just doing Suck It, just all day, every day at school. I remember that.
Yo, yeah, and you'd get in trouble. And I want to say, in a way, even if you were wearing, like, you know, they sell merch. And so if you had a shirt, your teachers would, like, write you up for it.
Really? I don't remember that.
Damn. Yeah, you couldn't do that. And it's so funny because when, kind of like, I guess when I look back on it, I mean, I don't understand. Maybe it was, like, some people thought it was really out of pocket. I see it's harmless or whatever. It's just the kids saying Suck It. I'm pretty sure kids can say worse nowadays. But it's just funny at the time. But yeah, there, man, I'm pretty sure it's like a compilation of stuff that they did back in the day. Cause I'm trying to think, The Rock, he had some stuff, which I'm pretty sure he's like, "Hey, bury all that shit. Cause delete I'm a superstar clip. Right now. I don't need none of that popping up."
Oh, it's resurfacing.
So yeah, so it's kind of crazy that's happened. But at the same time, I'm not surprised. It's like a lot of that stuff, like I said, if they were doing all that, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of things that people did that, if they were to be brought up today, they'd be like, "Yo, you're in trouble, da da da."
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it was different times, not to excuse them, but it was just different times, and a lot of people let a lot of shit slide, you know?
Right. Hey, can we keep it sports?
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Won the NBA championship.
Oh, man. I saw the video you posted. That
I was happy, man. I'm happy for those guys. I really enjoy watching them. Steph. Mm-hmm. He's one of the greatest of all time.
And then Clay, his comeback after his injury. Yep. They got another one. That's
This was a great season, man. I really enjoyed it. It's probably the most basketball maybe I've ever watched.
Yeah.
I watched a lot.
Shout out to Golden State, even though I wanted Boston to win.
You're pulling for Boston.
Yeah, it's just because, like, after a while, what I always don't like whenever, because the way that the game is played now, it's just like how good Steph is. He kind of reminds me of how undeniable whenever Kobe was having his run, him and Shaq, and just after the fact, how great of a player he is. I'm like, I want some. I'm always going to root for the underdog. Mm-hmm. And like going into it, I was like, I feel like Golden State is going to win, but because of how like automatic Steph is, and then Klay was back, and then I don't like Draymond as much as some people, but
I like Draymond. But he's an instigator. You need one of those guys on your team.
He is
one of those guys that's going to piss the other team off.
He's like a he's like an enforcer. He's kind of there to like you said, get on people's nerves and push buttons and shit just to get people get in their head.
Yeah.
And so, but congrats to them. I know that's Steph's third ring, if I remember right.
Fourth.
Is it fourth? Yep. Oh, okay, fourth ring.
Yep. Him, Klay, and Draymond have four.
Wow. Yeah, I think I saw ESPN posted something now. Because of that fourth, he's in the same as like LeBron, all these other greats who got four rings. And so my question then, do you think he has, how old is he? Do you know?
I think 33 or 34.
Cause he's not showing any signs of slowing down.
Not really. There's some injuries. I mean, he was injured a couple times this year. He's 34. But yeah, compared to other guys like James Harden, he's slowing down a lot recently. Man. And he's actually younger than Steph Curry.
What?
Yep. So Steph Curry is getting to that age where people start slowing down.
It's them strip clubs slowing them down, man.
James Harden, yeah. Strip clubs. Or the lack of it. Because in Houston, he used to get every night, but now he moved
to Brooklyn.
To Brooklyn and then Philadelphia. I mean, there's strip clubs there, but it's just not. The jiggle isn't the same proportions. It's a different quality jiggle.
It's something about, what is it? It's like, it's in the South, you know, maybe women are a lot thicker and then it's a lot more.
Booty frequency.
There you go.
It's just very important.
That's what the South is known for, booty frequency.
Yeah. Have you heard of binaural beats?
Binaural beats? No. What is that?
It's just booty frequency, bro. It's very important. Do some Googling.
Binaural beats. I'm going to see something and be like, "Oh, what's this?"
It's a real thing.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yep.
But yeah, shout out to them. I wanted to ask you. So after this, of course, the next question is, do you think he's going to get another one? You think
Steph?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to say yes.
I think he probably has another one in him.
It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough with all these new guys. And just, of course, the rest of the, like, you still got Giannis, who can still get good. And, like, he's still young as hell. And so just all these other teams that are just building up. Man, I want LeBron to get one more, but it's just, man, he's getting older and it's just going to be harder.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a great team around him.
No.
His team's always injured.
Always.
Anthony Davis is always injured. People are really going on Anthony Davis lately. It's tough, man, because it feels like his team's, the load is always on his back.
Very true.
So.
Very, very true. It's, he, that's like, and then he, not that he asked for that, but that's kind of like what it feels like his role is.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of, it's kind of the same. I'm pretty sure it was the same with Jordan. Jordan was like, he's carrying the team, you know. But, you know, those are different times. But congrats to the Golden State Warriors. Even though I didn't want y'all to win, but y'all did it. Congrats. Much respect. So shout out to, what's that, the Bay? That's their team.
Shout out to the San Francisco Oakland community.
There you go. Shout out to them. E40 and all them. So I wanted to bring up, I have these three topics, really, really news posts. So
it feels dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. It's,
how long we've been talking?
Could be, it's been only talking? About 16 minutes.
Okay.
We still got some time. This is more moving from sports going into technology.
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen this. So it says that
Nerd Corner.
There you go. Nerd Corner. But it says here, I found a post that said, scientists have invented living skin for robots.
Tell me more.
So it says, Japanese scientists used human skin cells to create a living skin equivalent that replicates the look and touch of skin, repels water, and repairs itself when injured, much like living organisms. So think Terminator. And so, like, the robots, so they, for some reason, scientists have created this top layer in a way to where that robots can look more human.
So what is the purpose of this?
They didn't say. They just said they're just creating it.
Because, okay, a robot is a computer. Say this is a computer. Why am I going to put self-healing skin on the outside layer of the metal?
Well, I think maybe it might be more so for robots that are like going for like, you know, like those robots that can interact with people. And so maybe they, instead of having them look like robots, they want people to feel more comfortable. Maybe they're creating them in a way to kind of blend in better and feel more natural.
Just make it as creepy as possible. I feel like the reason should be for like skin issues for like humans or like.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
You know, like, let's create something and learn how this works and then use it on humans. But I don't know anything about it. So that's kind of weird. It sounds very, very strange.
It does sound very strange. I don't know why people would want to do this. Because so this is my thing. This goes back to, and I've had this conversation with you like plenty of times, where the more that we go deeper into like technology and just inventing new things and trying to make robots, you know, just a lot, just bringing more, I guess, to help us or something, the more I'm like, maybe we should slow down a little bit.
So speaking of that topic, and this maybe could be even one of the other things you were going to say, but did you hear there was a guy that worked for Google? Was that one of your things?
No, I was going to bring that up, but I know what you're talking about.
So he was working heavily with this talking AI or voice AI or text AI. I don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah.
But he thought that it had become like sentient and like it knew it could speak back and understood things that robots shouldn't understand. So I think Google actually put him on leave.
Whoa.
Because he believed in it, and they're like, yo, you're going too far. This isn't real. You need to calm down.
Whoa.
And there's a long article about it. I read a little bit of it. It was pretty interesting.
So then
he drank the Kool-Aid.
He was like, no, I want you to be sentient and be aware.
You're real, baby. I believe in you. Talk to me.
Yo. See, and I think I saw that. I think I had seen, I can't remember. I saw it on Instagram, somebody posted that. So they put him on leave for that.
Something like that. I could be getting that detail wrong. Either he got fired or he's on leave or something, but he's taking a little break right now.
Yo, that's wild. I don't know why you want to do that.
He got too close.
I'm pretty sure there's people like that out there that kind of want robots to become aware to either bring forth the robot apocalypse or or something. But it's crazy to think that it. I even though it feels like it's close, I still think it's still a few hundred years away. Before, well, maybe not 100, but it's still a few years away before like machines start to. We always got to be worried whenever that like you were saying, the wind machines are like, I'm human too. And you're like, hold on, wait, hold on, wait, no, you're not, no, you're not, because that's when shit can get dicey. Because then, to kind of connect those two from what I just said, because then what happens if a robot, say, you know, is like modeled after a person, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a robot that can walk, talk, and do things, whatever. They put the skin on it, and then it's like, oh, I am human. Mm-hmm. I'm human now. That's what I am. And then it starts to, next thing you know, a bunch of robots get put like that. This is like a movie. And then next thing you know, people are like, we need to kill these robots. But then all of a sudden, one robot dies, and the rest of the robots like, now we need to kill the humans. Next thing you know, it's like the Matrix. Everybody's just fighting, going to war.
I'm Terminator. Here for it, bro. We need something interesting to happen.
No.
We need a robot war, bro. Let's do it.
See, but then, of course, it's just, oh, man, it's just crazy. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I guess, I don't know. Maybe is the idea for robots like that, is it just to make our life easier? Is that the main idea?
Yes, and also, I think for profit.
Oh, okay. For think, like labor think
about,
and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, think about companies who no longer have to pay humans.
Mm. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
The whole world's going to be poor as fuck. Everybody's going to get fired, and the billionaires are going to become trillionaires. And
that's crazy, because then it makes me think of like, okay, so let's say, because I think that time will happen where robots are like mass produced and they kind of take over labor and they take over a lot of tedious
stuff. Supposedly that's coming in the next 20 years.
Oh, really?
There's going to, I think they say either 40-50% of jobs are expendable, could be lost to robots in the next 20 to 40 years. Something like that. I'm getting the details maybe a little wrong, but that's a real thing.
That's crazy, because then I guess if I remember like some years ago, I remember people talking about that and people wondering, okay, well, when that happens, how are humans going to be accommodated? One, for the ones that had the jobs, and then for like, because, you know, you kind of have to rebalance things, right? Because so let's just say all labor jobs and retail jobs are like, nope, robots are doing them now.
Fast food.
You know, places like Walmart, Target,
gas stations
and stuff, and you don't have, humans don't have to work anymore. So then the job market becomes a little smaller for humans. So then it's like, well, I wonder how the government would counteract that to be like, well, since y'all don't have to work, then does, what is it, universal income become a thing, or, you know?
I don't know. I think the poor people are just fucked.
Oh, I could definitely see that. Sounds like, you remember that movie Elysium?
Then that's why we fuck up the robots.
Oh, because out of anger.
And then the robots are like, oh shit, these humans are bad news. We got to take out these humans. Protect Bill Gates, protect Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Kill everyone else.
Wow.
Damn, bro. Scary.
It is scary. It's kind of crazy. Because I know, too, they're doing that with, I might be getting this wrong, but I think truck drivers are trying to automate like robots to drive these trucks for delivering things. And so I think a lot of truck drivers are upset at that, and they're trying to like fight getting automated, or what is it called when like it drives itself?
Is it
autonomous?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to stop like Amazon or like Elon Musk and people like that from creating autonomous truck drivers, so they don't lose their jobs, you know?
Well, that's Tesla's goal, to have no one drive anymore. Exactly. All the cars would be self-driving.
Oh, man. That'd be crazy.
It would be.
That'd be kind of cool, though. I wouldn't mind it, just chilling.
Yeah.
Don't have to take the wheel. But then I think the fear comes from, well, if that happens, then what happens if, like, maybe, I don't know, the system goes haywire, somebody hacks it or something, and you can't take control. Then you're kind of like a sitting duck. You're just sitting there.
It's going to be the Will Smith situation in AI.
Oh, iRobot?
Yep. iRobot.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. And then he had to take over and drive. I remember that movie. Yep. But it's crazy. But
I'm rooting for the humans.
I am rooting for the humans.
Team human.
You know, how come we can't, maybe you'll be able to add to this.
Ooh, damn.
We're back.
So you were saying something?
Yeah. Oh, damn. This is the question. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like human nature to constantly invent and try to come up with things, right? Mm-hmm. We're just always evolving. How come do you ever think, which I think I might know the answer, but I'll just ask you anyway. How come we can't, like, we've advanced so far, right? Why can't we just stop here? Why can't we just take a break from creating? And why can't we just kind of, like, as far as, like, tech wise, right? Like,
well, that's a weird question. I don't know. It's like there's jobs where people, you know, are engineers, and, you know, mm-hmm. they're paid to increase performance, mm-hmm. Increase, you know, everybody wants something better quality, mm-hmm. better iPhone, better computer, faster mm-hmm. stuff. And, you know, when you create better stuff, you get more money.
True.
You get paid for these things. I don't know. That's a weird thought. Why don't, like, if humans decided to quit advancement, I don't know what would be the reason to quit.
I guess, yeah, I guess my thing is, like, so we've made a lot of great, like, discoveries and inventions, and we've, like, upgraded a lot of stuff that we have now to get it to, like, a great, a version of it, I guess. And my thing is, well, why don't we just stop trying to create, like, a newer version of the thing that we already have and just kind of maintain the thing that we have? So, like, for example, like, with the whole AI thing, like, why don't we just hold back on that and just maintain what we have and be good with that? Because I feel like humanity's not let down, but can't think of the word. Like, the thing that's going to set them back is, like, we're going to create to the point where we're going to create something. It's going to be get to a point where we create something that actually outdoes us or, like, kills us or something like that. Mm. You know, like, what's, because I feel like there's a point where we're going to be like, this is probably as far as we should take it. But then people still want to keep going. And then next thing you know, we got robots that are trying to kill us.
I feel you. I think as we're going deep with it, bro. This is philosophical. But I think for people, right? Uh-huh. Let's say you mm-hmm. you love creating music, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you just quit? Like, you've already made your music. But I think there's other people in the technology world, mm. they love it so much that they just want, they have this need or feel to do things probably the same way that you feel about music. Like, gotcha. Oh, I want to create something new. I mean, same thing with scientists. Scientists mm. are always trying to discover, like, what's this and what's this?
True.
So it's probably the same thing when you think about technology. There's probably people out there that are like, no, I can make it better. Let's do it this way. Or, oh, what if, you know, it's probably like their whole life.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because I guess maybe I guess tech to me is, like, a little bit different. Just because music, I can't create a piece of music that's going to kill me. Like, you know, that I know of.
Well, I'm sure that's not the intention of anyone working on technology.
True. There's maybe like a handful of people that want to do that. But for the most part, a majority, I think the overwhelming majority probably like, no, we just want to make cool things, you know, cool tech. I get that. That makes sense. But I wanted to jump to, I have another thing sticking with tech. I don't know if you know this, that Elon Musk is being sued for over $250 billion.
Mm-hmm.
He's being sued along with Tesla and SpaceX for over $250 billion. The lawsuit claims Musk and two companies engaged in racketeering regarding the cryptocurrency Dogecoin.
I'll get out of here. So is it like a group of people or one person?
It
or?
Is. Let me look it up real quick. For those of you who don't know, Dogecoin is basically this meme coin that Elon was like making fun of, or, you know, I guess people were just making fun of it just to.
Well, he's a supporter of it. He likes because it's silly, but he also thinks it has a use and it could be useful. And he's someone that likes to joke, and he'll put jokes on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Dogecoin basically went from a very low price to a very high price, and now it's back down kind of low. But people are probably blaming him, saying that it was like a pump and dump, and you know, maybe he tried to profit from it or something. I don't know. But I don't know. I think that lawsuit's probably gonna go nowhere. Yeah,
can't find the article for it. Let me, I have to look it up. Well, basically, I guess maybe because racketeering is when you're trying to put stuff in your favor, isn't it? When you're kind
of
like,
I don't know, I'd have to Google. I'm not sure the exact meaning of that. Because I thought that was, is that not mob type stuff? Or am I thinking of RICO? Racketeering, what is that? Dishonest and fraudulent business dealings. What is an example of racketeering? Murder, money laundering, financial and economic crimes, kidnapping, human trafficking, bribery, robbery, cyber extortion, and drug crimes. Dang, bro.
Okay, so I found the article.
Okay.
So it says here, Elon Musk was sued for $258 billion on Thursday by a Dogecoin investor who accused him of running a pyramid scheme to support the cryptocurrency. In a complaint filed in federal court in Manhattan, plaintiff Keith Johnson accused Musk, electric car company Tesla Inc., blah, 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 racketeering for touting Dogecoin and driving up its price only to then let the price tumble. So basically just kind of like, you know, running the shit up and, you know, did he have any Dogecoin?
He does. And his kid has some too. He was saying jokes about that. He was teaching his kid about investing. And I think he claims that he never sold. He kept it, I think.
Gotcha. And it says here, defendants were aware since 2019 that Dogecoin had no value yet promoted Dogecoin to profit from its trading. The complaint said Musk used his pedestal as world's richest man to operate and manipulate the Dogecoin pyramid scheme for profit, exposure, and amusement.
So Keith is mad.
Yeah.
Because he had a lot of it.
He probably had a lot of
it. And it went to 70 cents. He didn't sell.
Yeah.
Keith, you should have sold, Keith. You're fucked up, and now it's dropped back down to like 5 cents, and you're just fucked, Keith.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dogecoin is that meme coin where it did make profit, and if you got in at the right time, you made some money. Like, you mm-hmm. made pretty good money if you, depending on how much you put in. But then after a while, it kind of just basically died off after people were like, there's not really much, da da da. And then now it's basically nothing. Well, it still has, you know,
it's still in the top 10 cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I think it'll be around for a long time. It just might not make people millionaires the way people wanted it to.
Yeah. It's one of those things where some people kind of like what happened with, what was it, AMC and GameStop?
Yeah.
Basically, it made very few people rich, like really rich, and then they got out when they got out. But then a lot of people were kind of left hanging, and they were, you know, some people were like, led into, you should buy this because we're all getting rich off of this. And next thing you know, people are broke after taking out loans, which they should have never done, into it. So, but yeah, I don't think that that lawsuit's going to hold.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just one of those things where everything that Elon going through is probably just going to be whatever. And then it'll be swept under the rug and nobody cares anymore. So,
shout out to Elon, bro.
Shout out to Elon. I can't remember. Is he still buying Twitter? I can't remember. Or did he just, any updates on that? Do you know?
They're trying.
Oh, okay.
He had a meeting with them recently. And there's articles about that, you know, but
it's so crazy.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah. Okay, well,
it's a bad time for the stock market.
It's really bad time.
And
speaking of,
he spent a lot of money, and it's a bad time.
It is a bad time.
Try to spend that money.
People talking about, if you're on social media a lot, which I try not to be, the main thing that I've noticed over the past few days is that everybody keeps saying the same thing, that recession's happening. It's coming.
Like, well, we are in the middle of one right now because it went down by 20%. And I think they say 20% is officially a recession. Yep.
Man, because like we're in Atlanta. Gas is crazy. I don't know. Is gas crazy where you're at? Like down there?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. The whole country average is
$5. Wow.
I think it's like $4.50 where I'm at.
That's the average?
Mm-hmm.
I know, of course, in California, I know it's way worse, but... yeah, man. I remember, I vividly remember, I think it was a month ago. This is before it went up to like $5 now. But I remember it got down to like $3.90. And I was like, okay, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just remember over every week, it was like $3.90, $4.20, $4.30, $4.50. And I was like, oh, shit, this is getting bad.
Have you seen, so there's some news about this recently, the Biden administration. So Joe Biden's approval rating is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's worse than when Trump had first gotten into office. And it's because the economy,
of course,
inflation, people are hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinking about giving the country gas cards. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm.
And people are saying this is a fucking terrible idea. And he's doing this to try to get his approval rating up. And he, you know, they want Democrats to get reelected, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to help out the country because things are going to lean Republican really, really quick.
Yeah.
But people are saying this could be really bad for the economy, and the stock market is just going to basically make shit tank even further.
Wow.
And it's pretty interesting. I was reading about it. They're trying to do it, but one funny thing about it is there's like a chip shortage and they want to actually give everyone in the country a card. So that's a shitload of chips, millions of chips.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Another thing is they can't really have 100% control over where that money is spent. So say if this is like another stimulus type thing, right? Yeah. He gives the whole country $100 on a prepaid card.
Yeah.
What are people going to do with that of card? Course. I mean, you could go to Magic City and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. Another thing that's kind of fucked up is hopefully the gas prices come down soon because oil went down recently. But the price of gas isn't 100% where it should be. These companies are kind of taking in massive profit. And I saw this chart. I should have screenshotted it so I could say this better. But there's not it's not as bad as the companies are making it seem. Like these prices are way too high.
Yeah. They're kind of like making a profit off of everybody.
They're gouging.
Gouging, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty fucked up.
That's so crazy. There's been a couple videos I saw on social media of people at certain gas stations, like a Shell or something like that, where someone accidentally, there was one I saw where somebody accidentally put the gas at 59 cents a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And people, there was like lines backed up to go get it because like they had messed up and people were just like trying to fill up. And that's so, funny. But yeah, I've heard that too because I've heard that,
that
a lot of
person got fired.
Yeah, probably. I had heard that the oil companies were making like record profits because of everything. And so, of course, you know, what's new about that? But that's super wild. Hopefully it does go down, man.
The thing that worries me about inflation is that are these companies going to drop their prices? Because once the price gets somewhere and they're used to getting that money, well, they've seen that people are willing to pay that price.
Exactly.
So the only reason they would drop that price is if people no longer start buying that product. But if people keep buying it, you know.
Yeah. No, true. Then they're like, well, no, you're used to it. It's almost in a way kind of like if they keep it for a while and people get used to paying it at this price, they're gonna be like, well, then we're not going to upset you until we get it to $8 or $9. So, and then like if it goes up and then they go, you know what, we're going to bring back down and it goes back down to $5. They're like, ooh, at least it's $5.
Right.
You know.
And I mean, think about rent. Like if rent goes up, is someone going to just decide to lower their rent next month? Be like, oh, things are better now. We'll charge you $200 less on your rent.
Exactly.
No.
Oh, my
prices are going to stay where they're at.
Boy, it does suck. Hopefully it gets better. If not, these are the times where I'm like, all right, bring the robots, bring the aliens.
Bro, let's have the war. I'm down.
The great robot alien war.
I'm going to Gresham. I'm going to the swamp.
Go to the swamp.
And I'm ready. I'm you know.
Well, speaking of aliens, nice little segue. This is the other article that I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you've seen it. It says here, Chinese telescope says it's made alien contact.
I heard about this.
It says, yep, researchers from Beijing Normal University, what a name, Normal University?
Normal University.
Have found several cases of possible technological traces and extraterrestrial civilizations from outside the Earth using their Sky Eye telescope. The article says here, according to newspaper of China, Science Technology Daily, the official newspaper of China's Ministry of Science and Technology, researchers have found several cases of what I just says. It says the Sky Eye is the world's largest radio telescope, and one of the goals in using it is searching for extraterrestrial civilizations. Where's it said? The project led by Professor Zhang, hopefully I'm saying that right, chief scientist of China Extraterrestrial Civilization Research Group, found several narrow band electromagnetic signals different from the past. It detected two sets of suspicious signals in 2020 while processing data collected in 2019, and one other suspicious signal from observation data of exoplanet targets in 2022. It says that Zhang says there's a high chance the signals could just be a radio interference. They're currently working on ruling that out, but admit it's a long process. So
I saw this article and I got excited, and then I was reading about it in Reddit, and everybody in Reddit was like, bullshit, bullshit. This isn't real. Bullshit, bullshit. So I don't know. I'd like for it to be real. I feel like soon we're going to, I don't know why, but I feel like soon we're going to find out, because the James Webb Space Telescope, it's so much more powerful and so much better than everything we've ever had.
Yeah,
and it's up there now, and they haven't released anything from it yet. It sucks. It actually got hit by like a miniature meteorite, so it got fucked up a little bit.
Aliens.
They shot like, a little pellet gun at it.
Yeah, they're like, get that shit out of here. We don't want you to find us.
But I don't know, man. It'd be dope if that's real. What do you think?
It would be dope if it's real. Man, at this point, it almost feels like in a way like, maybe I don't know if it's just the life and times that we live in, but it feels like we're building up to something, and I feel like aliens is the thing that we're building up to. It'd be interesting, but then what would be more interesting is if, let's say, what I would think would be cool is if, let's say we do find out aliens exist, right? And let's say we actually see like actual, like clear 4K footage of like aliens existing, right?
Okay.
And let's say they, we try to reach out to them and we're like, hey, we want to meet or we want to understand, you know? And what if they just go, no, we're okay. We're good.
So you want that to happen, or you just think that would be funny?
And then I want people to be like, why don't they want to meet us? And then I want... Because this is my thing. I feel like...
You want a giant letdown?
God. Yeah, well, it's because I want people to reflect on, like, why wouldn't they want to meet us? And then... Or what if aliens were like, we'll meet you, but until y'all make things better, then we'll meet you. We can't meet you right now, because y'all are horrible.
I don't know.
Do you want contact to be made? Like,
oh, hell yeah.
Kind of like Mars Attacks?
I want it. I need that. I've always been into that stuff ever since I was a kid.
Man.
I'd be looking out my car window when we'd be driving. I'd say, Mom, is that a UFO? Said, no, that's an airplane. Mom, is that a UFO? No, that's an airplane.
It would be crazy. I think it's going to take a lot longer until we actually do. I kind of feel like the more that as time goes by, I feel like we're just being studied by them. They're kind of trying to see, okay, you know, how they interact with each other, how they treat each other, how they treat the planet they on.
I got a theory.
What's the theory?
So if UFOs on Earth are real, mm-hmm. First of all, I think most UFO sightings are just ball lightning. Do you know about ball lightning?
Uh-uh.
Lightning is this super rare phenomenon where mm-hmm. lightning literally forms a ball.
Oh.
And this thing can like float through walls. It mm-hmm. can like float. There's even a instance of it floating down like the hallway of a moving passenger plane.
Wow.
So this thing is really, really weird, but it's like this floating orb.
Whoa. Okay.
And I think that's most of UFO sightings. But mm-hmm. let's say that's not UFO sightings. Let's mm-hmm. say there's some real UFO sightings.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time traveling humans from the future.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
And they just came back in and they're like, damn, what's Abraham Lincoln doing right now? Oh, he needs to be doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they're like, oh shit, did this happen? We need to, oh shit, you know?
It makes me think of, I can't remember the name of the theory, but there's this theory that some people say that whenever, like, hypothetically speaking, if we were able to figure out time travel, that we would only be able to go back to the point to where we created it or we figured it out, not necessarily go back further into the past, but we can only, once it's created, that's where it starts. That's where
sense.
The first point. And it kind of goes along with that where humans, maybe, I know there's like a bunch of movies based on it where they're trying to go back to be like, hey, we need y'all to do this mm-hmm. because shit gets worse in the future. But that'd be cool.
That's my theory.
Yeah. That would be cool. Cause yeah, I think that's a, I think that goes into the other theory that, yeah, aliens are just us, like, what, looking at us from the past or something like that? Almost mm-hmm. like as if time travel, they time travel as a sort of a tourist attraction.
Entertainment?
Like, yeah, like entertainment. They're like, this is how they were acting back in the day. We can go back there, you know?
I like that.
That'd be hilarious, but that would be crazy. But, yeah, we'll see. One thing, hopefully, I hope if aliens are real, which... I'm kind of like 51%. It's like a flip of a coin for me. But if they are real, it'd be cool to see one. I just don't want no war to break out between the aliens.
They have to be real.
They have to?
Because there's more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't say that we're the only advanced civilization. Now, mm-hmm. have they visited here? Maybe not.
Mm, yeah.
Are those things in the sky? I don't know. Well, I don't know. But the thing that sucks though is that stars are so fucking far away. Like the closest star to us is like light years away.
True.
So we don't even have the technology yet to get there in a good amount of time.
It makes me think of some people say that maybe if UFOs are here, they kind of send out, what's it called, like scouters, mm-hmm. you know, to be like, go check it out, see what you find, and then report back or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And so, because there's been some crazy videos I've seen, but nowadays with like technology and like editing stuff, you don't know what's real or not. But I've seen some crazy videos of like what seemed to be like UFOs or like little, just whatever. But I don't know, man. We'll see. Maybe they're going to pop up and be like, what's good?
I believe.
Hey.
I want to believe.
We'll see. We're back.
You.
Well, somebody surprise dropped.
Oh.
On Friday.
Oh.
I think he announced it 2 hours before it dropped.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. Like supposedly 2-3 hours before it dropped. But Drake dropped a surprise album titled Sincerely, Nevermind.
No.
Was it just Sincerely, Nevermind?
Honestly.
Oh, honestly. Sorry. Honestly, Nevermind. Sorry.
Bro, you got that was the Latin version.
Sincerely.
Sincerely.
Nevermind. But he dropped a surprise album. Nobody knew it was coming. And it's mostly house music. Mostly house music.
What did you think of it?
I only listened up until, I think, I didn't realize how, first, let me say, I think the album's too long.
Mm.
Because it's about an hour. But this is the thing. Okay, so first let me get this out the way. Mm-hmm. One, because it's Drake, everybody's gonna shoot on Drake. It's just like a thing now where mm-hmm. people, because of his last project, Certified Lover Boy, I didn't think it was that great. It was very mid, very lackluster. This album, the one thing I noticed that I actually got tired of seeing was everybody shitting on Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, because it's an album that nobody was expecting as far as for the genre of music he was going to do and what he was going to do, just because I think everybody was so used to Drake rapping.
Mm-hmm.
On this, he's mostly singing. I don't think he raps once except for maybe on the last track.
He does a couple times. The last track feels way different than the rest of the album.
That's one of my complaints, because it feels like he kind of just threw in there to try to appease people, but also it kind of, to me, it don't belong in there.
Yeah.
Just release it on its own. That's what he should have done. Second thing, I think it's the first track called Falling Back. He also shot a music video for that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that song.
So I would just say it's not really an album for me.
Yeah.
I don't really want to trash it. I think it's kind of cool that he's trying something different. And you know, it's probably like music that he really likes.
Maybe,
I don't know if you've seen people. It's a funny thing that people say now, like, oh, he's completing the side missions in life.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
People say that about J. Cole trying to play basketball.
Yeah.
So this is just Drake's side mission. You know what I'm saying? He probably likes that kind of music. And he's like, fuck it. Let me just.
True. I say it's the thing about it as for me is that it's cool to experiment. And I understand that. But I think maybe why I consider that the album has some like songs that I think are pretty cool. Production, I don't mind the production, even though I don't listen to a lot of house music like that. One complaint I heard is that the people are saying that he should have probably got Catronata to do a lot of the production on there, which nothing wrong with the production. It's, you know, it's summertime. He's making songs to play out there, for the parties and stuff like that. It's summertime. For me, I'm kind of looking at it from a technical standpoint, because some of the songs that I listen to, he like, for as much as he loves it, it doesn't feel like he loves it enough.
Mm.
As far as like, he's not trying. He's kind of just like,
you've been wasting my time.
Like, he kind of feels like he's not. I don't feel like he's hungry anymore, which I understand. He's so successful. I kept telling that to like a few of my friends where. Because Drake, he's a great artist when he's like, he's excited about the music or he's like into it. This one, there were moments where I'm like, man, I don't feel like you really like it as much. It was more so maybe it just fit the project. And I kind of feel like he's not struggling, because most of the time, it's if he has something that he's going through, for an artist, you most of the time, I would think that it's going to come out good because of how you're feeling or everything like that. But this one, it just seems uninspired to me. Mm-hmm. Now, with all that being said, people love it. If they like it, cool. More power to them. I know for me, I just listened to it like once and I was like, go, cool. This ain't for me. And just kept it moving.
Yeah, man.
And so, because I'm also comparing it to, because Drake is technically a rapper, rapper singer, then I'm comparing it to like people who are amongst his peers, like Kendrick dropped earlier, which I think he dropped a better album for Kendrick. But also maybe I could say that they're two different artists and they do two different things.
I do wonder if it's, if this is going to influence other artists, because I've seen people say this like, oh, y'all are hating on it, but watch, it's going to change music. I wonder if people are going to, I don't know, because there were rumors that Rihanna was going to drop like a dancehall album or a more Caribbean themed album.
Same thing for Beyonce. Beyonce, she has something that she's working on. Supposedly, it was going to be a dancehall type of.
Really? The Beyonce album?
Supposedly, what? Yeah, because, you know, she made the, she did this. So people are claiming.
Where did
the,
you see hear this?
I saw it on social media. Like, she changed up her whole social media to like different profile pictures. She emptied it and posted like this thing that she announced an album coming. And people got excited, and supposedly the rumor was that the album is supposed to be very like Afro beats, dancehall type of thing. And then randomly Drake drops this thing. People are saying that maybe he was doing this and got wind of it and got ahead of it in order to drop the project to kind of steer it a certain way.
I'm my next project is actually going to be dancehall.
You should do dancehall country. No, no.
Dang, that's a new genre right there.
That
bro.
Is a new genre. I'm telling you. My thing is, though, like, I get him trying to try new things, but I mean, this is like something that he technically has done on albums before, where you got, like, if you remember Passion Fruit from his More Life, which I think that's actually a good house or whatever you want to call it, dance track. That actually is way better. Excuse me. But some of these songs, though, I just like, I don't think you care as much. I think he's more so just trying to cash in, which I get it. I mean, hey, he's at his point where he's at the top. But I'm going to wait to see what happens. Even though I don't listen to Beyonce like that, I'm going to wait to see what she drops. Because if her album is also dancehall, I think the critique is going to be that, like, she's going to do it way better, you know, technically and artistically compared to Drake. And so
I need that Rihanna album.
Hey,
come on, Rihanna.
Because if she drops, then people probably going to say the same
thing. Stop raising your child.
Stop re-achieving the child was just born.
Drop that music.
Drop the baby, but drop the music.
There we go. Well, drop the baby gently, very from only 5 inches up onto a pillow.
Oh my God. But that's so funny. Yeah, because I'm trying to think of, I don't know, maybe because I think one thing people were saying that maybe people, the mass wouldn't have been so turned off by the album. Had he maybe like done some sort of like, here's a track type of thing, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Drake is going to be Drake and do his thing. I did see that one thing that was cool. The executive producer of the album was this like big, I don't know if he's like a pioneer, but he's a big producer and from, I want to say Africa, I want to say, or something like that. He's a big influence over in the in Europe, or not Europe, in Africa.
Okay.
And that was like a big up. So a lot of people from Africa were like, wow, this is so great for us, and da da da. So big ups to them. But as far as like, yeah, I mean, people are gonna dance to it. It's gonna be an H&M and an Abercrombie and Fitch and shit.
So, hey man, wait till I drop my dance hall project, bro.
That's hilarious. It's interesting enough. This is, I don't think you probably don't know who this artist is, but there's an artist named Boldy James, if you ever heard of him. Yep. So supposedly one thing, he supposedly got the last of J Dilla's unheard beats and is releasing a project with them.
What?
And supposedly like some people are like, oh, this is going to be dope. And some people are like, well, how do you feel about J Dilla's last bit of stash beats or whatever? But I'm excited. But anyway, that's just something random I remember saying. But yeah, if you vibe with Drake, cool. If not, just let people vibe with it, man.
Yeah, bro, just do your thing, man.
Just yep. And then when Beyonce comes out, I'm pretty sure everybody's just gonna love Beyonce's album. So I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that Beyonce had a bad album. Have you ever heard that?
No,
I don't think I've ever heard that.
I don't think it's safe to say that. You might get attacked. That's very
oh my God,
that's, you don't can't say that around people.
Has Rihanna ever had a bad album? Maybe that first one.
Hell no, bro.
I remember, do you remember, this is really, this is not to rag on her, what? But do you remember whenever the Good Girl Gone Bad album, they brought it down to like 50 cents or a dollar? You don't remember that because it was doing so bad?
Really,
bro? I think so. I want to say before that album really took off, it was doing so bad in the market.
Does that still count as an album sale?
Yes, if I remember right. Huh. But it was doing so bad that they either priced it at a dollar or like 50 cents.
I think this is Rihanna slander. I don't believe this.
I remember this because it was so bad because people couldn't accept her
just
being the good girl gone bad.
Just in Arkansas and Alabama. They only did that
in Alabama and Mississippi too.
Yeah, just where, you know.
Just those backwoods states. Hilarious. No, supposedly that was the thing, if I remember right. Because I think it was that album. But then eventually, I think, because that's the album I think Umbrella was on. And then the music started to take off. And then next thing you know, people accepted her or something like that.
I mean, I can't Google it, so I don't believe you, bro.
you ain't Googled the right thing.
Lies.
I think that might have been a rumor. But if that's true, that's hilarious. But now,
I mean, just because the Walmart in Arkansas dropped the price. I mean, come on, bro.
It's so funny, but now she's, you know, she Rihanna. But anyway, like the softest.
Yo.
We're back. It's that time. It's
that time for the Not All Here moment.
For Not All Here moment. I had to dig deep in my brain cabinet to figure out one of these if I wanted to say it, but I did find one.
What is it?
I'll go first because I think yours is probably going to be way better. Mine, Not All Here for me. Mm-hmm. I don't do this anymore. So disclaimer, I don't do this anymore. What? But so I'm in this, maybe I shouldn't say that. Let me not, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. So one time before I moved to Atlanta, I would come to Atlanta to either visit or like hang out with friends. And sometimes we would have like this group, vacation, I guess you could say, with just like all my closest friends. And we would always go, to this event that was like a big event that a bunch of like other college people would go to. I'm not going to give too much of a
furry call. Convention.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Well, but we would always, party at these hotels and we would stay at these hotels that all the other college people were at. Right. And, basically it was like just a big ass hotel of like sometimes parties in every room or parties at different things. You'd room hop or go out and just whatever. There's a party in the hotel as well. So I remember I went to it a lot, but then one year I ended up moving and I was like, I'm not going to stay at a hotel. Have no reason to. I'm just going to chill at place that when I lived with y'all. Mm-hmm. And so I remember my friends were like, hey, we're going to be in Atlanta. Come through, come kick it. We're going to party. And I was like, man, I really don't want to have to go. I don't want to whatever. But I still went because they were like, man, we don't ever see you as much anymore. So just come through, kick it because we're coming out of state to your city. I was like, all right, cool. So I pull up, park at this hotel that they're all staying at, get in the room, and everybody's turning up. They're doing like pregame, and they all have like, bro, it seems like 10 to 15 bottles of stuff just in there, and they have mixers, and they also have edibles, and they have blunts, just whatever.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's like, it's a party, and they're trying to pregame for another party and all this shit. And I remember I was like, I'll have one drink. That's how it always starts. So I mixed something because at this point I'm a little bit older. I can't really drink straight as much just because it'll fuck me up or whatever. So have a drink. I start to feel it. I'm actually a really, really much of a lightweight. Like it doesn't take a lot to hit me. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh shit. Take one. I'm like, all right. So one of my best friends, he goes, hey man, I just came back from Colorado and I got these edibles. And he has like this. This is like, I think when Colorado had first legalized like weed and they had like stores or whatever. And he goes, bro, I got these chocolate pieces. I got these gummy bears. I got Fruit Loops that are all infused with weed or whatever.
Damn.
And he was like, do you want something heavy or you want something light? And I was like, I don't know. Let me try one of the gummy bears. He's like, all right, cool. And they're like, I don't know, 5 milligrams or something. And then randomly I start getting hungry and I'm like, I forgot that the Fruit Loops had anything. I was like, oh, let me grab some Fruit Loops. I grabbed like a handful.
Oh, damn.
And I go, I'll bet. So, of course, with edibles, as most people know, if you don't know, it takes a minute for that shit to hit you. Mm-hmm. So I'm whatever. Da-da-da, and I'm like, you know what? I can tell I'm like, I'm good to drive. But I was like, I should probably head home because I don't want to be out too long. And I don't want to just whatever. So everybody's like, yeah, we're turning up. Da-da-da. I do the Irish goodbye. I don't say bye to anybody. I just dip out. And it's funny because I have sometimes when I dip out like that, I have this like real like energetic, like laughing thing that I'm not saying by anybody. It's very weird.
What's wrong
where,
with you, man?
Where people are like having a party, and I'm like, I wonder if I can sneak out without saying
is this
saying
like
bye
an evil laugh? Like, they didn't even see me leave.
No, I just go, like that type of laugh. And I was like, I bet I can sneak out without saying bye, and I'll dip out. I dip out. Nobody sees me leave. I hit the road. I hit the highway, and I'm heading back to the house. Head back to the house. I get a text from my best friend. He goes, where you at? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I just text him, hey, I left. I was feeling tired. He's like, man, what the fuck? Whatever. And then he's like, all right, we'll get home safe. I'm on the road. Bro, I kid you not, maybe like 10 minutes from this house, edibles kick in. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Bro, and I put my hand on the steering wheel, and I'm like, okay, focus. Roll the windows down. Mm. And like, I'm going super slow. Not like super slow, where I'm
on the interstate.
On the interstate. Okay. And then I'm doing normal, but I can tell, I'm like, I need to get home now. Mm. Like, I need, that shit is hitting me. Because there was one moment that I remember, I'm driving and I'm focused on the road. I'm like, okay, focus. Just get everything else out of my mind. I remember where time was just like cut. It felt like it went fast forward. I was like, oh, shit. Luckily, made it home. Don't do that, home kids. Don't do that. That's irresponsible.
Don't do it.
But I was like, I'm going straight to the room. I don't remember. You might have been on your computer, but I remember I just hopped in. I'm like, what's up? I went to the room, and I was like, that's it. I'm done. Because, Lord, that shit was crazy. It's definitely not out here. Luckily, made it home. Don't drink and drive.
Dang, bro.
Under the influence. It's a bad decision. I don't do that anymore.
All right. So my story is a little different.
Oh, boy.
So... I hope I didn't say this story before. If I did, I apologize.
I apologize.
I asked E if I had said it before.
I don't remember.
He said I didn't, so it's his fault. So anyway, my first real job, I worked at a place called Captain's Quarters, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I loved it. I loved that job. Mm-hmm. I was working at a hotel. It was an oceanfront hotel. Kind of a weird job. You come across a lot of different people, mm-hmm. a lot of people having fun. I enjoyed my coworkers. It was a really cool job, but that's kind of beside the point. Mm-hmm. So one day, someone checks in, they go to their room, and then I don't remember if they came down to the front desk or if they called, but you know, sometimes people would have complaints or they would, you know, want something different. Oh, we need more towels. Oh, we need this. We need this. So mm-hmm. someone came to the front desk and they were like, hey, there's something in our sheets we think is chocolate. can y'all come like change the sheets? And this was like late at night because they uh-huh. checked in late. It was either like 9 or 10.
Oh wow.
And so the front desk people, we typically didn't do that mm-hmm. at that time. Normally the maids would go do that, but it was like mm-hmm. 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So we were lucky we had a maintenance man there. Mm-hmm. So the maintenance man, he goes around, fixes stuff in yeah. the hotel, you know, stuff's going wrong. He goes and fixes it. So he went in the room. And he looked at it and he, for some reason, he smelled it. He decided to smell it because they were kind of looking at him and uh-huh. he, you know, he told us this story afterwards uh-huh. and they were kind of like, yeah, we don't know what it is. Maybe it's chocolate. He said, that's not chocolate. So I don't know if he told them anything, but he uh-huh. told us, he was like, yo, that's not chocolate. So he changed the sheets, right? Uh-huh. Gives them new sheets, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. So the next day we find out what had happened is that one of the maids, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. She took a shit.
Uh-huh.
She walked in the bedroom. She wiped her ass with the sheets.
Yo.
And then she made the bed. And then she quit. And people didn't know that she quit, but oh, that was her way of quitting and saying, fuck you. Yeah. I'm gonna wipe my ass with these sheets. And she never worked there again. Like, that was her last day on the job.
No, you never said that. I don't remember. I would have remembered that.
She wiped her ass with the sheets and then made the bed.
Wow. And that was her fuck you to the business.
To the company. Yep.
Oh my God.
So when you're checking into a hotel, check everything.
Check your sheets.
Just check it. Like,
yo, yeah. Damn. Wait, so this person, did you know the maid that did it? Like, have you known it? No?
Okay. No, I mean, there were so many maids. We didn't really communicate or, you know, talk with the maids.
That's why.
Right. Dude, so much crazy stuff happened at that job. That was such a wild, dope, fun job.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. that's not chocolate.
He told that he came. I don't know if he told them, mm-hmm. but he told us when he came downstairs, he was like, that's not chocolate.
Oh my God.
He's like, we got to have a talk with like the person over the maids.
Oh
and then,
my.
And then they talked to the lady. Uh-huh. And I think, I don't know if she called the girl or the girl just never came back, but, mm-hmm. but basically she quit when she
wow.
wiped her ass with the sheets.
She wiped her ass, said, there you go. Take that shit.
That's an epic way to quit right
that
there.
That is an epic way to quit. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Like, I can't imagine, like, it makes me think, I've only quit. Well, it's not really epic. I never quit epically like that.
I've never, yeah, me neither.
There's one time where I said I quit and like people got into arguing with me, but other than that, nothing about shit. Or I didn't fling my shit nowhere.
Yeah.
That's man. So funny. She must have had like a real bad experience or like did not like her management or something like that to be like, you know what? Fuck that shit. I said, I'm going to wipe my ass with this.
Yep.
Oh my God. What a not all here moment. Jesus Christ. Man, do not drive under the influence of anything and do not check your sheets when you go to the hotel.
Check it.
Cause there might be shit on them. Anyway, that's the podcast. episode 59 of the Not All Here podcast. Thanks everybody for listening, or if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, comment on the YouTube. Also make sure the YouTube is Not All Here podcast. Just type that in the search bar and you'll find us. Make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. That's where the audio version is. You can like, subscribe, write a review, share with your friends, family, whatever. It really helps us reach new listeners. Also, make sure to follow the social media accounts. Instagram is @NotAllHerePodcast. I keep saying this. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to make a TikTok. It'll be @NotAllHerePodcast. So that way I can post clips up and stuff. There was like one more thing I was about to say. I can't remember. But yeah, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L.
JRB, the producer, on your favorite platform.
Your favorite. Other than that, we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.
Peace.